Now everybody, let me tell you a story about Hollywood shame. Where terrible actors and scripts collide. Oh, what a mess it is on the other side. Saw the lights, camera, action begin. But all I got was a movie that plunged in a spin. From the first scene to the credits that roll. Oh, Hollywood disaster, you've taken its toll. Silver screen says cool, bad movies galore. Can't help but wonder what the hell were they making these for. Throwing some cliches to shut the predictable plot. It's a train wreck, I tell you, it's all they ever got.
And now for our feature presentation.
Welcome to the Silver Screen Cesspool, where we review the poo. And now your host, the surveyor of cinema, the mocker of moronic movies, the terror of tiny town, the last known survivor of battlefield Earth, the one of many, Alan Smithy.
There are two well-known tropes in the world of horror movies, the killer shark and the haunted doll. But what if, and hear me out now, we combine those two into one movie? We put chocolate in our peanut butter. I present to you today the crappy cinema known as Doll Shark from 2022. The movie opens with a dude bro with a sharp stick standing on a poorly rendered CGI wooden dock in the poorly rendered CGI rain, hunting a stock footage shark in poorly rendered CGI water. He kills the shark with a sharp stick, reaches into the now Halloween mask shark's mouth, and pulls out a tooth. And as any good father would do, he stuffs the tooth into a county fair softball-tossing stuffed animal prize, dissimilar enough from Baby Shark not to be copyright infringement, and then mails it to his kid. The package arrives at the kid's house, where mom is half a bottle deep into wine o'clock. The kid loves the gift, though, and decides to sleep with it that night. After the opening credits, we're treated to an outtake of a Zoom call, which has nothing to do with the plot and features no one who appears anywhere else in the rest of the movie. But my favorite part of the entire Doll Shark movie is that one of the people in the Zoom call has what appears to be a VHS copy of Cop Rock behind them. The next day, the boy wakes up to find his mom on the couch, curled up and asleep with her wine bottle. She wakes up and now, according to the clock in the background, it is 7:46 in the morning and mom's already got another bottle of wine open and her first glass is half gone. Alcoholism is so funny! Also in the background is a high chair at the dining room table. This kid is like 8. It's like it's not even their house, but they're acting like a kid anyway. So mom abandons the kid with a sober babysitter for the weekend while she goes off with her new boyfriend in his fancy car. New boyfriend looks suspiciously like her father in all the family photos on the end table in the background of the house. Good for her, though, leaving the kid with an actual responsible adult. That evening, the neighbor lady tries to seduce the neighbor dude while swimming by removing her swimsuit bottoms and tossing them at him. Which could have been kind of hot, but seeing as water is clear, it's clearly obvious she is still wearing another pair of bright red swim bottoms. But it works on him, and he leaves to go change into his swimsuit, which makes no sense if he thinks she's naked. The whole thing is just confusing. So this plush doll shark comes to life intermittently and grows large plastic teeth to kill the neighbors, to kill a dog, and to kill two of a kid's donuts. When the one police officer in this movie who isn't stock footage questions the babysitter about the now dead neighbors. She tells him that they kept to themselves, they made a lot of noise, they were swingers, and they had people over at all hours, all in one long contradictory breath. He then tells the babysitter that he thinks an animal killed them because they were butchered, which isn't a thing animals do. Maul, yes. Butchering requires precision, though. The kid and the babysitter then go to the grocery store in the official vehicle of bad movies, the Kia Soul. This gives a burglar time to break into the house and steal absolutely nothing of value, including a half full bottle of Febreze, a cookie cake, some DVDs, a single pair of bra and panties, and a landline cordless phone without its charging base and DSL filter. I'm sure this movie was made in the past few years, given that there's a reference to All Elite Wrestling in the middle of the random YouTube video in the middle of the movie, which has nothing to do with the plot and features no one who appears anywhere else in this movie. But still, what kind of backwater hillbilly town still uses DSL? Or a landline, for that matter. Anyway, meanwhile, Dad is looking longingly at the photo of his son in his wallet, which is clearly a still from the movie 30 seconds into the future. So that dead burglar's body and gallons of blood just kind of disappear from the house without a trace, and no one even notices that they were ever there, let alone gorily murdered. All the stuff he was stealing too magically goes back into place. So whatever magic made this doll shark come alive apparently also is clean and tidy. The babysitter's friend calls her on a smartphone with the web browser open and clearly not the phone app. She wants to have a party, so the babysitter drugs the kid's tomato soup to make him sleep. He passes out and she puts the kid in his bed and proclaims, "He'll be out till noon tomorrow!" Meanwhile, it's still sunny out, and the giant analog clock behind her says it's 12:20. This wasn't a little bit of NyQuil she gave the kid. She put this kid in a goddamn 24-hour coma. Maybe the drunk mom really was the more responsible one. But the doll shark comes alive and eats her, so it's okay. Then the babysitter's friend comes over for the party, and when no one answers the door, she breaks in through a window. And then the shark eats her. Then the friend's boyfriend and his friend show up for the party, and when no one answers the door, they break in separately but simultaneously using two different entrances. And they break into the house of the girlfriend's friend's employer, because why not at this point? Also, then they get eaten by the plush shark. Police officer McMullet hears a scream, and now he breaks into the house too and gets attacked by the shark. But he has a gun, so that slows down this quarter pound of stuffing long enough for him to barricade himself inside the sleeping kid's room. "Hey, kid, are you okay?" "No, dude, he's not. He's in a coma. He was severely drugged." The soft, squishy doll somehow breaks down the door, and just when it seems like the police business in the front, party in the back, hero, and sleeping kid are going to get eaten by doll shark, Dad appears. He knocked on the door when nobody answered. He broke in. Dad has his trusty sharp stick on him, which he brought all the way from his job as a fisherman at the ocean, and quickly dispatches the terrifying toy with one poke. When bullets fail, use a sharpened stick. The boy then wakes up and hugs his dad lovingly, while the stunned detective says, "I don't know how I'm going to write any of this up." And I share that sentiment. I have no idea how anyone wrote this crap either. Doll Shark is available streaming on Tubi.
Silver Screen Cesspool is written, directed, and starring Alan Smithy. Assistant director, producer, and stunt coordinator, Alan Smithy. Boom mic operator, sound editing, and music by Alan Smithy. Construction coordinator, The Amazing Rando. Makeup by Crayola. Catering was provided by the Soylent Corporation. Alan Smithy will be back in Return of the Curse of the Planet of the Prehistoric Bikini Ninjas. versus Kingdom of the Bride of the Killer, Shark Cheerleaders 2, Electric Boogaloo.